Hey, today we're going to be talking about some time-saving decluttering hacks so that, you're not all scattered and looking for things. So hopefully this will help you create a more organized environment so that, you feel more productive, you can be more productive, and that you just kind of know where things are, because I know how it is to feel flustered and you're looking for your keys, you're looking for your shoes, and you just can't find anything, and it kind of just throws off your mood. So that's what hopefully today's video will help you do. And before we get started, I wanted to remind you about the ADHD decluttering bundle, which I will leave linked for you below. It's room by room so that you can easily find exactly what you're looking for. You know where to start decluttering in every room of your home, and it has simple daily decluttering tasks that you can do to stay on top of the clutter so it doesn't start taking over again once you do finally declutter. So why is decluttering so important? First of all, when you have a lot of clutter, it creates a chaotic environment, and that can make it difficult for you to relax, and it can make it difficult for you to focus. And in 2011, there was a neuroscience researcher that found clearing clutter results in a better ability to focus and process. And that's as well as it increases your productivity. So that's one reason why decluttering is so important. Another reason is that it just makes it easier to find things whenever you get rid of all the clutter. You can see exactly what you're looking for, and it saves you time and it saves you energy. And another reason that decluttering is so important is because arguments over cleanliness can occur if your partner has a different level of cleanliness than you. A survey done in 2022 by organizemyhouse.com showed that 34% of participants in their survey argued with their partner or spouse about cluttering. So having a lot of clutter can strain your relationships. And then there was a section where they actually showed that having a lot of clutter caused arguments with their children as well. So it can put a lot of strain on your relationships if you do have a lot of clutter. So if that's something you want to tackle, then let's talk about some time-saving decluttering hacks. So the first hack I have for you is called the 5-minute rule. And this is when you tackle a small decluttering task for just 5 minutes. So you'll set your timer and you'll declutter one little section of your home for 5 minutes, or you can just walk around your house and declutter, whatever works better for your brain. But you're going to do this for 5 minutes. Or my favorite method of this, instead of setting a timer, I like to put on a song that really like gets me going. And it could be like a 3-minute long song, and I'm going to declutter until that song goes off. So that's another way, but you just want to have a certain amount of time that you're going to spend decluttering, just a short decluttering burst. So that's one way. The second way is the one thing challenge. And with this, you're going to challenge yourself to get rid of one item each day. That's it. Just one item from your home, get rid of it every single day. So there's no timers, anything like that. You're just going to get up, find something that you no longer use anymore, and get rid of it. So that is the, and that will help you maintain a clutter-free environment without overwhelming your schedule, because you're not trying to carve out time to declutter. You're just going to be going about your normal regular activities, and then you're just going to get rid of something, like throw something in the trash while you're looking in the refrigerator. If you see some expired food, go ahead and throw it in the trash. So it can be that easy. So the third hack that I have for you is called the 4-box method. And this is where you're going to have 4 boxes or 4 bins, whatever you want to use, and you're going to label them. So there'll be the keep box, the donate box, the trash box, and the relocate box. And so you're going to quickly sort through a room or a small section of a room. So like maybe somewhere in your, like a closet, something like that. You can sort through that and you place items in the appropriate box. So whichever, wherever it goes. And then that just simplifies the decluttering process for you. So you can go through and put those boxes, the things in those boxes where they need to be. The fourth decluttering hack I have for you is called the one in, one out rule. And this just goes for everything you bring in the house, you take one thing out. So if you go to Hobby Lobby and you get some decor, however many pieces of decor you get, you're going to take something out of your house. So if you buy 4 new things at Hobby Lobby, then you're going to take 4 things out. Okay, so if you buy 1 new thing, then you're going to take 1 thing out. So for however many things you bring into the house, you want to take something out. So that's the one in, one out rule. And then time-saving decluttering hack number five is the create a lost and found basket. And so this is just whenever you're walking through the house and you see things that are out of place and you're not really sure what its purpose is, you have this lost and found basket. So you can grab it, put it in the lost and found basket. And then like at the end of the month or whenever you notice it's starting to get full, you can sort through it, throw things away, donate whatever needs to be donated, or figure out where it belongs in the home. But that is just so you're not, struggling to figure out where things go in the middle of the day. Just throw it in that basket and then that'll help you there. And then I actually have a bonus hack for you. So number six is to have a quick toss toy bin. And so this is just having like a basket or a bin or something where you can just quickly like throw toys in there. So if someone calls and they're saying they're like almost at your house or they're already at the front door, you can just hurry up and throw toys in the basket and then you can sort it out later. So that's a quick toss toy bin. So those are six simple time-saving hacks for you to help you declutter. And remember that you can use the decluttering bundle. I'll have it linked for you below. And that will help you go through each area of your home and simplify the decluttering process. It has everything that you can declutter in there. It gives you like a jumping off point. So whenever you go in the room and you're like, I don't know where to start, the decluttering bundle has things listed out for you in each room of your home. So you'll always know where to start. And then it has those daily maintenance decluttering tasks that you can do as well. So if you have any questions, let me know and I'll talk to you later.